Macmillan Audio presents Meanwood, written by Nicola Griffith, read by Pearl Hewitt. Book One, Part One. Butcher Bird and Cath Lou. Elmet, York, Meanwood, Tweed Valley, Bay of the Beacon. End of Wolf Monath, 6:32 to Lither, 6:32. 15 weeks. 1. On the high moor of Elmet, ghostly in the pale winter light, wind hissed like grit through frozen bracken. Hild eased Signet to a halt, loosened the reins, and hooked one foot up across the saddle to wait. The big mare turned her rump to the wind, but Hild drank deep of the cold clean air, unbreathed by any but lost sheep and soaring birds. Below her, seven riders picked their way up the slope, six striplings alike in coarse grey cloaks and plain leather caps, and Wilfram, her hound. In this world of silvery lichen and snow-dusted rock, Wilfram, in the gleaming glory of a warrior Yesseth, was the only splash of colour. Blue cloak, silvered war hat, and great shield, its leather cover painted half in green with the hazel tree of Elmet, and half in purple with her own Iffing boar. He was keeping the younglings to a deliberate pace, no doubt to give the lady time to whisper with the wind, or walk with the whites, or whatever else her hounds thought she did, to gain uncanny knowledge. So many songs, so many stories. Hild Iffing, Light of the World and Godmouth, Hades and Freemartin, Butcherbird and King's Fist. Old songs, all of them. Time for new ones. She turned in the saddle, gauging the distance to the top of the moor. From there she could see for miles, and, as new-made Lady of Elmet, everything she saw was hers, or would be when she had the spears to defend it. 3 months ago, Edwin Overking had given Elmet to Hild and Cian Boldcloak to hold in his name, much to the rage of Osric Iffing, who now must be content to hold only Craven to the west. This much was known. What was unknown or as yet undecided was where Craven ended and Elmet began. Nothing could be done in Wolf Monath, when sensible folk bided by the fire to make and mend, until the world turned back towards the light and the land unfroze. And she wanted nothing begun until she commanded more spears. What better time then than now, with no one abroad but the wolves to train those spears? Today was their first trial. She and Wilfram should be enough to test these few, though she could wish she had at least Ulrich here. But she had left him in Cir Loy, the great vill, because with Cian and her other hounds gone south to the wolf festival, glittering with gold and the gear of war, all the better to lure restless and trainable young men, she had no other spears to watch over her folk. Her group were close now, close enough to see how tightly young Cuthred clutched his reins, how closely he followed the others, how he startled when they passed the mouth of a stony gully, and the wind stirred bare saplings taking hold there to eerie creaking. Small saplings, none of more than 5 years' growth, they spoke of a land too long without a lord, a land whose folk feared to bring their herds to graze such a lonely place. As Lady of Elmet, she would change that. Wilfram called an order for them to spread out, and one of the striplings made a cheerful reply, still cheerful despite the cold, still proud of his new spear. She glanced at her hound and raised an eyebrow. Without moving his hand from where it rested near his sword hilt, he gave her the one-shouldered Yesseth shrug. Here was as good a place as any. She motioned them ahead. One of them turned to look back, wondering if she would attack from behind. Bairn, light-hearted and eager, always ready to burst into song. Well, she would change that too.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?